With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. The Incredible Hulk is lean and mean and has the good sense not to take itself too seriously. Such qualities have been in short supply in the recent crop of superhero movies, and they should ease the angst of anyone who saw Hulk, Ang Lee's plotting and pretentious 2003 attempt to bring the angry green man to the big screen. Presumably those viewers included the star and uncredited writer of the new movie, Edward Norton, and his hired gun director, Louis Leterrier. Their wise strategy is to pretend the earlier movie didn't exist. The Incredible Hulk has as much exposition as any comic book adaptation needs. Brief flashbacks during the opening credits show scientist Bruce Banner injecting himself with radiation that turns him into a 10-foot-tall, pea-soup-colored beast. He's an impressive-looking creature, too. You feel the heft of his muscles, the power of his stride, and the rage and confusion in his eyes. We've become jaded by digital effects, but the CGI in this movie truly dazzles. More important, Leterrier assembles crisp and coherent action sequences, and he smartly raises the stakes every time the Hulk clashes with a sneering mercenary played by Tim Roth. Leterrier is less comfortable with humor, but I appreciate the attempt. The movie even acknowledges the absurdity of Banner's pants staying on when he quadruples in size. During a critical moment, the Hulk gets to let loose with a signature outburst, Hulk Smash! I don't know if that describes the movie, but the Incredible Hulk delivers a solid impact. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.